99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. And so we said, you know, if you can manage to make it through the day without doing this at a restaurant, you'd be all right. So, like, if you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, stopping to eat at a restaurant filled with police when you've just escaped from jail, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
And I guess this would be kind of a setting the bar story and what not to do to the criminals who may be listening to us right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
But when you escape from prison, you're going to be a little hungry.
Yeah. So,
right?
Clement Leach Jr., a.k.a. Smiley.
His nickname, Smiley.
That's his nickname.
Awesome.
On the street. He decided he was going to stop by Sammy's Po' Boy spot in New Orleans.
All yeah, right? Good eats.
Oh, delicious, right?
Yeah.
Here's what he didn't know. He didn't know that this is a hot spot among police officers and law enforcement agents because of a 10% discount that is offered to the law enforcement officers there.
Oh, dang.
So thanks to a Crime Stopper tipster inside the restaurant, literally, he, old Smiley, sat down and about 15 police officers descended on him within minutes.
Oh, wowie, wow, wow.
Yeah. So
it was a short-lived little...
It was a short-lived...
Little run of freedom.
Right.
Dang.
So again, if you can manage... And I guess, again, I guess I'm issuing this warning to potential criminals.
Well, you could back it all the way up and say, don't break the law and get in jail.
Sure. But if you do...
Right. Don't make it worse.
Don't make it worse by going to a restaurant filled with police.
After you escape from jail.
Right, exactly.
That's all right.
Setting the bar, guys.
Okay.
On 99.7 DJX.